A federal court has just struck down Alabama's latest congressional map for not following its order to get in line with the Voting Rights Act. This is part of a long-running legal fight over the power of black voters in the southern state, and it could help determine which party controls Congress after next year's elections. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang is covering the story and joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Leila.
So what did the federal court say in its ruling today?
This panel of three federal judges said they are deeply troubled and disturbed that the state of Alabama is not following their earlier court order, which was upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court back in June. And what this order has said is that the map Alabama used for last year's midterm elections needs to be replaced because it likely violates Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act by weakening the power of black voters. Mm. The panel ordered Alabama to increase the number of voting districts where black voters have a realistic opportunity to elect their preferred U.S. House candidate. The judges said instead of one, there should be two of those opportunity districts. And because Alabama's Republican-controlled legislature failed to do that with the new map it passed in July, the panel has now struck it down.
Yeah, and with strong words, deeply troubled, disturbed, coming from the judges. So with next year's election coming up, how is Alabama going to get a new congressional map?
Well, the court has appointed experts to come up with three potential maps. They're due to the court in about 3 weeks, and all sides in this case will be able to challenge the proposals before the court decides which one will be used for next year's elections. And, you know, I should note there is a looming deadline to keep in mind. Alabama's top election official has told the court that this map needs to be finalized by around October 1st so that there's enough time to prepare for Alabama's primary elections in March.
Well, that's not a lot of time.
No. You know, this case could also get more complicated because Alabama's attorneys have signaled they're preparing to appeal this new court ruling back to the U.S. Supreme Court. You know, the Alabama Republicans seem to think they can maybe flip at least one Supreme Court justice's vote to get a different ruling from the Supreme Court, which, again, has already ruled that this panel's order was correct.
Wait, so the Supreme Court has already ruled in this case. How likely is it to weigh in on it again?
I talked to voting rights experts, and they tell me it's not likely to happen. They say they don't see justices changing their minds just a few months after they ruled in June. Mm. And, you know, what's interesting is that the panel who issued today's ruling said that, you know, it's not aware of any other case where a state legislature, quote, faced with a federal court order declaring its electoral plan unlawfully dilutes minority votes and requiring a plan that provides an additional opportunity district, responded with a plan that the state concedes does not provide that district.
Wow. I mean, if you could just remind us again, Hansi, just the magnitude of what's at stake here.
What's at stake is black Alabamians' power to decide who represents them in the U.S. House of Representatives, and that power is not diluted by how the lines of these voting districts are drawn, and making sure that black Alabamians, like everyone else, have, in the words of the panel's ruling, a fair and reasonable opportunity to elect their candidates of their choice. And, you know, Republicans hold a thin majority in the U.S. House, and unless the Supreme Court were to change the course of this case, it's likely that these new opportunity districts that the court is ordering elect Democratic candidates to Congress. And that could mean more House Democrats, not only in Alabama, but also in Louisiana and Georgia, where there are similar redistricting lawsuits playing out right now.
NPR's Hansi Lo Wang. Thanks for your reporting, Hansi.
You're welcome, Leila.